Father Chase Hilgenbrick grew up in Bloomington, Illinois, where his parents Mike and Kim raised him and his brother Blaze in the Catholic faith. Father Hilgenbrick was a two-sport athlete at University High School, playing varsity basketball for 3 years and varsity soccer for 4 years. He was a high school All-American in soccer while at U High and was chosen to represent the United States on the under-17 national team. One day, he met with Chilean soccer coach Claudio Arias, who offered to help Father Hilgenbrick get a contract in Chile. And so after graduating from college, Father Hilgenbrick traveled to Chile, where he was to pursue a career in professional football. In all, he spent 4 seasons in Chile with 3 clubs and grew to become a star player. But while in Chile, the life seemed very different for him. The culture shock, the absence of his family, this made him think about what was his purpose in life. One day, while at a chapel present before the Blessed Sacrament, Father Hilgenbrick prayed for comfort as he found it difficult to reach the greatness he longed for in the game of soccer. He prayed, "Lord, bring me comfort in my life. Give me all the things that I believe to be great. Make that happen for me." And it was right there in the silence of the chapel and in the silence of his heart where he heard these words, "Be my priest." This was a big shock for him, as it was nothing he had ever wanted nor thought about. And so he rejected this thought and continued to live his life as a professional football player, earning fortune and fame. But one day he sat up in bed and thought to himself that he had nothing else planned for his life. And it was right there that the call to priesthood was heavily on his heart. And he knew right there that the priesthood was the answer to the longings of his heart. Father Hilgenbrick retired from soccer on July the 14, 2008, to enter Mount St. Mary's Seminary in Emmitsburg, Maryland. He was ordained for the Diocese of Peoria on May the 24th, 2014. As a priest, Father Hilgenbrick has spent 2 years in Hispanic ministry and high school chaplaincy, 4 years as an assistant chaplain at St. John's Catholic Newman Center at the University of Illinois, and is now the vocations director for the Diocese of Peoria. Jim Caviezel was a regular name on cinema hoardings before agreeing to take the lead in the controversial bloody retelling of Christ's final days. He headlined the 2002 remake of The Count of Monte Cristo and starred opposite Jennifer Lopez in the 2001 romantic drama Angel Eyes. However, Caviezel told an audience of churchgoers in Orlando, Florida in 2017 that he had been rejected by his own industry after choosing to join Mel Gibson's cast for the Passion of the Christ film. Director Mel Gibson had initially offered him the role, only to call him back 20 minutes later and beg him not to take it, because he knew that this role would ruin his acting career in Hollywood. But Caviezel still chose to take on the role, having said, "We all have to embrace our crosses. Jesus is as controversial now as he has ever been. Not much has changed in 2,000 years." A devout Catholic, in 2011, Caviezel told the audience at the First Baptist Church of Orlando that he had learned to accept that the destruction of his acting career was a price worth paying. "We have to give up our names, our reputations, our lives to speak the truth," he said. In 2011, he claimed that good roles had been hard to come by since, but stated that this movie, in particular the role of Jesus Christ, was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. During filming, he was struck by lightning, accidentally scourged, had his shoulder dislocated, and suffered from pneumonia and hypothermia, not to mention the numerous conversions that happened on set. Hollywood has had a difficult time casting Caviezel since The Passion of the Christ was released, although he did later star in the CBS TV drama Person of Interest and, in 2018, Paul, Apostle of Christ. But he said that he doesn't need Hollywood's affirmation. "I don't do it for them, I do it for God. So everything I do is about love because I want someone else out there to find that love." Caviezel said he has no regrets about taking on the role of Jesus since it is God who gave him the talent. "He gives that to me and he's the one that multiplies it in ways that are so profound. And so it's an adventurous life. It's not the one that I would have picked, but it's far better than I ever dreamt." He goes on to say,
"So embrace your cross. I want you to have the courage to step into this pagan world and shamelessly express your faith in public. The world needs proud warriors animated by their faith. Warriors like St. Paul and St. Luke, who risked their names, their reputations, to take their faith their love for Jesus into the world. Set yourselves apart from this corrupt generation. Be saints. You weren't made to fit in. You were born to stand out.
One of the most famous Korean new wave artists, actor and singer Rain was baptized in 2017 in a small parish in Gwangju on the outskirts of Seoul, Korea. Rain, best known for his vocal talents, is one of the leading exponents of K-pop, a Korean music trend that is highly popular throughout Asia and the world. In 2008, Rain made his Hollywood debut in the film Speed Racer and starred in Ninja Assassin in 2009, the latter of which made him the first Korean to win an MTV award. According to some sources, he drew close to the Catholic Church through his girlfriend Kim Tae-hee, a famous actress and a fervent Catholic. Now, Rain and Kim Tae-hee's first encounter was in October of 2011. Both met through the shoot of their last advertisement before Rain entered the military. Rain and Kim Tae-hee became a commercial model for social commerce, becoming close at the end of 2012 and officially announced their relationship in 2013. The love between the two only seemed to get stronger as Rain began to be drawn to the faith his wife had cherished. The dating relationship turned into marriage, but before that, in 2014, Rain was baptized at Gwangju-do Catholic Church. Rain was reportedly atheist before the baptism, and only family members and a few close friends attended the baptism. In 2017, the pair tied the knot in a simple wedding. No media coverage, no A-list stars checking in at the wedding. The bride herself, Kim Tae-hee, only wore a simple wedding dress designed by herself. Kim Tae-hee and Rain's wedding took place as gently and warmly as their marriage for the past 4 years. Less than a year after the wedding, Kim Tae-hee confirmed her first pregnancy and gave birth to her first daughter in 2017. In 2019, they welcomed their second daughter, and this is where Kim Tae-hee had willingly sacrificed her career to fulfill her role as a mother. Now, this all relates well with a quote from St. John Chrysostom. If a man and a woman marry in order to be companions on the journey through earth to heaven, then their union will bring great joy to themselves and to others.